Yeah. And please rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Amen. Blessed is he who comes as King, who comes in the name of the Lord. I will hear what the Lord God has to say. Blessed is he who comes as King, who comes in the name of the Lord.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth.
Amen. And we confess our sins. Almighty God, who sent a star to guide men to the Holy Child Jesus, we confess that we have not always followed the light of your word, nor have searched for signs of your love in the world. We fail to praise your Son's birth and refuse his peace on earth. We have questioned the good news. We have expected little and hoped for less. We are truly sorry for our sins and repent of them, asking for your mercy. And for the sake of the holy innocent sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Amen. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
And we confess the Christmas Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, who sent his Son as my Savior on Christmas Day. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, announced by the angels and worshipped by the shepherds, adored by the wise men, who lived to suffer, die, and rise again, to free us from sin, death, and the power of the devil. I believe in the Holy Ghost, who has brought me to faith in the Christ of Christmas, by whose continuous work in my heart I am led to lay before the feet of Christ the treasures of my love and live under him as my King, both now and forevermore. And please be seated. A reading from Micah. For thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Therefore will he give them up until the time that she which travaileth hath brought forth. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return unto the children of Israel. And he shall stand and feed in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall abide, for now shall he be great unto the ends of the earth. A reading from Isaiah. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They dwell in the land of the shadow of death. Upon them hath the light shined. Thou hast multiplied the nation and not increased the joy. They joy before thee according to the joy in harvest, and as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For thou hast broken the yoke of his brethren, of his burden, and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every battle of the warrior is confused with noise, garments are rolled in blood, but this shall be with burning and fuel of fire. For unto us is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. And upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. We continue with hymn 70. Reading from St. John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but he was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, This was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have we all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. We continue with hymn 85, verses 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 15.
Joy.
I'm reading from St. Luke. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto the city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast into her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He has showed strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent away empty. He hath opened his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spake to the fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. A reading from Titus. For the grace of God that brings salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. We continue with hymn 76.
Thank you.
A reading from St. Luke. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. Hymn 98.
Thank you.
please rise? Be to God the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Please be seated. I'm sure you've heard the comment, if every day were Christmas, the excitement, the presents, the thrills we hope would never pass. This would be one way of retaining the Christmas joy. But beyond tomorrow, we will probably hear very little, if any, Christmas music. All of a sudden, Christmas is gone. In spite of all the preparation that we made to celebrate Christmas. Already back in September, some stores were putting out artificial Christmas trees and encouraging people to take advantage of their layaway plans for Christmas. I sometimes wonder how a person who does not know Christ as their Savior, what they think about the way that we celebrate Christmas. But do we sometimes give the impression that Christmas itself is no different from any other holiday, and soon as it is over, we go back to the same routine as if nothing special ever happened. But the very purpose of Christmas is to make life more meaningful, strong, secure throughout the entire year. For example, consider the benefit of Christmas in our home. Every day can be Christmas if we let the Christmas message influence our home. And sure, there may be problems in the home, but somehow on Christmas, at least for a day, they all seem to disappear. If only every day were Christmas. Have you ever realized that the Holy Family had its share of problems? There was a matter of taxes. That's what brought them to Bethlehem. There was also the matter of health. Mary was about to give birth to a child, and she either had to walk or ride a donkey at least 70 miles from Nazareth to Bethlehem. And this would not be good. There was also the matter of housing in Bethlehem. Mary and Joseph stayed in a place that probably wasn't fit to live in. Now, for a moment, we husbands, let's put ourselves in Joseph's place. And you wives, put yourself in Mary's place. No, thank you. Yet, in spite of all the difficulties, God saw to it that his plans for them was accomplished, because in that stable was born the baby Jesus. He was strong and he was healthy. Christmas reminds us that God does have a tender love and care for families. But even more, Christmas reminds us that God not only cares for families, but that he also wants to enter into our lives and be a part of our homes and be a part of our families. That is why he sent his Son into this world. Our Savior left the heavenly home to live in a human family. Just think about that. God living in a human family. Christmas reminds us that we have a Savior who understands us, problems and all, who wants to live in our homes, who wants to help us. As the Savior Jesus Christ forgives all of the mistakes that we make in our family living, and as our Savior, he can give each and every one of us a forgiving spirit. The babe of Bethlehem, the Christ of God, our Savior, can salvage good out of the worst mistake. Therefore, every day can be Christmas if we remember that God helped a lowly family in Bethlehem, and that Jesus lived in a family, and that he has come to live with us as Savior, Christ the Lord. If only every day were like Christmas. Well, it is. For he came to be our Savior. As our Savior, he forgives all the mistakes and all the wrongs that we have done. And if you remember this, every day can be like Christmas. Christmas reminds us that he is our Lord. We can be confident that he is our Lord forever, even in our misjudgments, even when we screw up, as he picks up the pieces and works everything for good, if we trust in him as our master of every situation. We are confident if we trust in Jesus Christ as our Lord. And he will permit nothing to happen to us that in any way can separate us from his wonderful love, his wonderful protection, and his wonderful care. If you remember this, every day can be like Christmas. As Christians, we celebrate an event. As we thank and praise God for that first Christmas in which the heavens were opened, the angels filled the skies, and the angel of the Lord announced that the eternal Son of God has personally visited our planet. For Jesus came down from heaven in order to break through into our hearts, into our homes, into our lives, and into our families. Christmas reminds us that we do not have a God who is not personally interested in us and who helps somewhere out there in space. For the Son of God himself came to live among us. He was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, all for us. Therefore, every day can be like Christmas if we remember, fear not, for behold, I bring you glad tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Then we too shall join in with the angelic choir. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Amen. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the eternal Christmas in heaven. Amen. Amen. And please be seated.
Thank you.
We prepare for Holy Communion. Almighty God, you made this holy day shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that here on earth we may walk in the light of the newborn King, Jesus the Christ, and in the last day wake to the brightness of his glory. We pray this through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also, he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is a new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Amen.
And please be seated. He's one of the elders.
Okay.
Yeah, he's sitting in the back row.
Take, eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto us.
You keep you with baptism in grace. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. May this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take.
Can you drink this truly as the blood of Christ?
Given unto death for the forgiveness of your sins.
The very blood was shed for our sin on Calvary's cross.
Thank you.
And please rise for the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.
Amen.
Christmas, keep an eye on the weather, and God bless each and every one of you.